When Padre Pio lived among us, many households did not have landline phones, and a cell phone was not even invented at the time. So how did people reach Padre Pio besides writing letters that took a long time to deliver? Well, by angels, the messengers of Padre Pio. They were Padre Pio's mobile phone.
Ave munis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. If you're new to our channel, then please like, share, and subscribe. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. There are many verses in the Old and New Testaments where angels are mentioned as heavenly messengers. You certainly recall Mary receiving the Annunciation from the angel Gabriel. In today's video, we shall explore 2 testimonies of people who reported instant change happening after asking their guardian angel to seek help from Padre Pio. But first, let's take a look at what the Catechism teaches us about guardian angels. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us that from infancy to death, life is surrounded by their watchful care and intercession. Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading them to life. Already here on earth, the Christian life shares by faith in the blessed company of angels and men united in God. So our guardian angel is sent to us, given to us by God to help us reach heaven. They intervene on our behalf, especially when we pray for their assistance. Let's hear the report given to us by Father Alessio. Father Alessio says, "Standing alongside Pio for nearly 6 years, I could clearly see how many people sent their guardian angel to him when they wanted Pio to receive a message or be remembered in his prayers. In fact, walking with him through the crowd as I did daily, I always heard, 'Father, since I won't be able to see you again, what should I do to obtain your prayers?' And Padre Pio replies, 'If you cannot come to me, send me your guardian angel. He can bring me your message, and I will help you as much as possible.'" Our first testimony is from a Mrs. A.P. She gives this report to Father Alessio. "Father Alessio, the other night I was very sick, with pain in my stomach. I was alone, and because I was vomiting, I felt very bad. Despair took over me, and I felt like I was going to die. I had no one to turn to, but since I was Padre Pio's spiritual daughter, I sent him my guardian angel, and immediately the pain stopped. I felt better than I ever felt before." Can you imagine how wonderful that must have been? One moment in pain and fear, and then all of a sudden feeling better than ever before. No messaging service of today can be quick as that. Our next testimony is from a Mr. D.C., who was about to commit an immoral act, but was stopped after asking his guardian angel to seek help from Padre Pio. Mr. D.C. was having a pleasant time with his friends at a restaurant. They had a wonderful dinner, maybe even a few drinks. But around midnight, the get-together took a sinister turn. One of his friends suggested that they should go and rob a jewelry store tonight. All of his friends agreed to this robbery, so out of peer pressure, Mr. D.C. agreed as well. Although he did not want to participate, he also did not want to embarrass himself in front of his friends. He thought about his wife and children and the consequences of this robbery, but he felt tied to the plan as if he couldn't back out now. "When I realized that my friends were really determined to carry out this plan in which I was involved, I immediately thought of Padre Pio, and in my mind I asked my guardian angel, 'Tell Padre Pio to come and save me.' I had barely finished saying these words when a police car drove by and scared the whole gang. With a deep sense of relief, I returned home with these words: "Thank you, Padre Pio, and thank you, my guardian angel." What struck me as interesting in this story was the moment when Mr. DC reluctantly agrees to commit sin. Despite his conscience warning him that what he is about to do is wrong, he fears losing the respect of his friends more than offending God. How often do we find ourselves in this kind of situation, especially the youth? Let's get drunk. Let's try drugs. Let's steal. Thankfully, God is a merciful God who gave us confession and our guardian angel to watch over us and be our messenger. He also gave us Our Lady and saints. Padre Pio, please pray for those facing a choice to decide on the one that is pleasant to God. Thank you for listening, and if you haven't yet, please do enroll in the next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share it with your friends to help promote our channel. Check out the videos on the end screen, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.